delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle.
The hotline for you today, the Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. I mean, honestly, have you ever seen the media be more deliberately dishonest than they have been for the last handful of days? The president openly took on racism, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, then made the slip of a tongue. There were fine people on both sides, which, of course, got him on. That's the only soundbite any of the networks use. Let's go to Bill checking in Kalamazoo. Bill, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Steve. You know, in terms of the president, I feel bad for all the grief he has to take, but he signed up for the job, and so I get that, and he's draining the swamp and getting all that resistance, and it's detestable. What we're hearing, but I guess I can understand it. The thing that prompted me to call in today, something I saw last night, and maybe you can see on over on MLive, which is a story about a Kalamazoo businessman who is being run out of business
because
something he put on his Facebook 6-7 years ago is being dredged up, and so. Not only has the quality of the discourse degraded to this awful thing, but now, gosh, has it become a club for anti-competitive behavior? You know, is it just a shill for anybody who wants to hurt anybody else to throw this Nazi moniker out there?
In fact, you've hit the nail right on the head, Bill. Here it is. Going forward, the new talking point for the left, when they have no argument, when they cannot refute a conversation or a talking point that you have presented in an intelligent way, then they will call you, you're a Nazi. Bill, you're a Nazi. That'll be the comeback, because that'll be the thing that discredits people. Calling you a racist or a bigot isn't good enough anymore. Now you're a Nazi. You know, even though most people can't even define what that is, the business you're referring to, by the way, is with the Kalamazoo County man. He owns a beer joint of some sort, right? It's a something.
It is, and it's an innovative little business. I've been in there a few times. I can't say I frequent it, but it's a nice stop, you know, on Saturday errands to go in there, and I've never refilled a growler there, which is what I thought it was going to be. But
right.
You know, he's got an amazing selection of beers. He's integrated technology in a neat way.
And now he's out of business. He's out of business because he had something that he put on there 6 years ago. He said they were tailgating. It was at a football game, and he gave a Nazi salute, and then somebody had painted a swastika on his forehead. He said it was all, you know, as a joke. There was nothing serious about it, nor did he have any affiliation with Nazis or neo-Nazis or the Klan or any of that stuff. Doesn't matter. You know, the thought police will go after him. Freedom of speech has no place in America anymore. Just ask the alt-left. And yes, alt-left does exist. Whether or not the media decides to embrace the term, alt-left simply means radical left. And the same as alt-right, because they try to say, well, you're alt-right, you're a Nazi, you're this, you're that. Bill, I appreciate the call in, because bringing attention to this is important. And it's just the beginning, because it isn't the white supremacists who have been, you know, given power and a free pass. It's Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all these fringe left groups that now have power because they have not been held to account. They've been given a free pass to do as they please to whoever they please for as long as they please by the media and by their cohorts. But what people don't seem to understand, if they're doing it to me today, let's say they attack me for being a right-wing, alt-right radio confrontator, whatever they call me, right? You're next. Don't kid yourself. When they stamp out the world of people like me or anybody else that doesn't agree with, then they go on to the next thing. They never quit. It's not like there's an end of the game. They have to find somebody else who's, you know, committing transgressions that they need to stamp out and eradicate. These social justice warriors need to have somebody to war against. Stephen Lansing, what's on your mind?
2 points. Talking about your talking points. Revisionist history. Teachers teaching crap with no scientific evidence to back it up. Yeah, there is something happening with this world. Yeah, the glaciers are melting, but they don't know why. And they haven't been able to tell us. So when you can't convince someone, you make it up as you go. The book burning, all of the things that happen, we are bound to repeat history as it is. The second point, I believe Donald Trump is the Kennedy of our times. If you've ever noticed, the left never talks about John Kennedy. John Kennedy wanted to give us tax cuts. John Kennedy was going to end the war in Vietnam. There's a whole bunch of things John Kennedy was going to do. And another point, too, is that Dr. Martin Luther King was a Republican. He was not a Democrat. And that is firmly documented.
All good
points.
These
people are off the deep end, and they will do and say whatever they have to do and say to get what they want.
Steve, thank you for checking in. The point that I'm going to focus on from that series of points that Steve made is the Democratic Party of 2017 bears little resemblance at all to the Democratic Party of the early 1960s. That is without question. John Kennedy would not recognize this so-called Democratic Party because it has been hijacked by the far left. The alt-left of Bernie Sanders, who isn't even a Democrat, Elizabeth Warren, Van Jones, and all these other radicals that are on the far left have hijacked the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party used to be, you know, challenge authority, stand up to the government. Now it's embrace the government and grow as much government as you possibly can. Well, the Democratic Party is screaming no more government and we don't want any more police, but, you know, let me clue you in. When they say more government, more police is more government. That's how myopic they are in the whole conversation. The media, meanwhile, could not be more blatant in its distortion of what's going on out there. Not any more blatant in its distortion because they're apparently all Marxist, Leninists, and Stalinists, too, because they're too ideologically ignorant to know the difference. Back in a moment.